And Grapes, as we celebrate 31 years on the air, Blue Jays open spring training today. We'll talk baseball tomorrow. I want you to talk about trade deadlines past. You are going to talk about the late Carol Vadney.
One of the classiest guys of all time. Is this the opening?
This is the opening, Don. This is how it goes. Okay. We've done this for 31 years.
I know. You get carried away with your voice sometimes. Anyhow, I'll be right back to tell you about Carol Vadney.
Welcome to Hockey Night in Scotland. Here's the whistle. Edinburgh, blocked by Aberdeen. McFinnigan to McDougal. To the other McDougal. To the other McDougal. Hold the phone. The McDougals have gotten into a rammy. And he's been kilted. McDougal's been kilted. And the ice looks a wee bit cold.
Some things just make more sense in Canada. Like a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive.
All right, you get carried away. Let's go. Telling me I get carried away.
Oh, you love those velvet tones. Yeah, you love one of those guys that love his voice. Anyhow, Carol Vadney was one of my best friends, like I said, was in Boston. But the time come, he had to go, and Phil Esposito had to go, 76 goal score and 65 goal score. And we're going to trade them, and I'm going to hurry this through. We're going to trade it to New York Rangers with Emil Francis, and it was a real good deal. And, you know, that was a deal where I went to Phil Esposito's room, and everybody knows it, and I said, "You're traded," and he started to cry. And Bobby Orr had wandered over the window, and he said, "If you tell me I've been traded to New York Rangers, I'm jumping out that window." I said, "Bobby, get away from the window." Anyhow, I had to go over. I had to go down and talk to Carol Vadney, which really hurt because, like I said, he was my best friend. And Raymond, his wife, is not feeling too good. So I go in the room, and I tell Gary Doak, his roommate, "Get out. I got to talk to him." So what a class guy he was. I said, "Carol, you've been traded." We didn't want to trade him. We wanted to trade Dallas Smith. But they insisted on Carol, and in those days, friend or no friend, had to go. So he sat there, and he never said a word. I remember he sat on the side of the bed looking down. He says, "Wait a minute, Grapes. I have a no-trade contract." I said, "That can't be. Harry Sinden would not trade you without, you know." He says, "Well, I'm telling you, I have a no-trade contract, I remember." So I'm sitting in Carol's room, and I dial, and Harry figures something's going on, you know, so he waited right by the phone. I says, "Harry," I said, "I hate to tell you this, but Vad says he's got a no-trade contract." And I can hear, "No way," and I can hear the pages, you know how you can hear him deflate. "No way, I got the contract right here, and right here, I don't see anything about a no." And then it goes silent. And you can tell somebody's on the other line, Harry, are you there, Harry? Harry, are you there? And when I come back, I'll tell you, Harry was there.
Hi, it's Pat Finelli from Pizza Pizza. Right now, get two medium pizzas with four toppings combined, two free dipping sauces, and six free Coke, all for only $18.99. Perfect for game night, a school night, or the office lunch. And ordering just got a whole lot easier. You can order from our award-winning mobile apps and even win more food. Click and pick Pizza Pizza today.
Well, it worked out that Vad did have a no-trade contract, and we didn't know what we were going to do. And I said to Vad, I said, "Look, Vad, if Harry doesn't get you now, he's going to get you later. You can go to New York, ask for some more money. You won't report unless more money," because they wanted to get rid of Park and Rattell. And Vad said he went there, and he was terrific. And when he retired, he was assistant coach there. One of the greatest guys of all time, Carol Vadney.